You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunnyside.
A very beautiful good afternoon to you. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce, and compliments of the season to you. The 1st of December it is. My guess is you're looking forward to the end of the year. And I think it has occurred to me that the older you get, the more conscious you are of the end of your days. At least I think so, because it kind of occurred to me this morning. It's like maybe what it should be is that the older you get, the more you realize that time is what it is. You think you open your eyes and you shut it, and it's 1 year gone like that, and then another year, and then you're older and you're hoping that you're as good as your dream. So maybe as good as the divine has determined you to be. Maybe you don't even care for that because you don't know it, nor do you understand it, and so you strive for what might be ambition, and then I don't know if you're living out your dreams, but whatever it is, I'm really wishing you the good. My name's Joyce. Welcome to another time on radio. Yeah, and I thank you for tolerating my absence. I could not prevent it, so I had to be away. And I'm here today. I'm grateful for all the moments we count ourselves to be here, worthy of that which is given, and grateful for the moments we share, particularly on radio. So welcome to Radio's Confessions Thursday, our first R+ Confessions, and after that, the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info, and I'm glad to have you there. I know you're ready for what's about to go down. Well, at least I've put it down. Now you pick up what I'm putting down. Off on a break, we'll be right back. The sun rises here. This is 99.3. We are Nigeria Info.
On Confessions Thursday, we open the cupboard to secrets.
Is that a skeleton I see?
Child, bite your tongue. Well, they say good walls make good neighbors.
Wait, you mean gist, right?
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info.
I know you get the drill, so on Confessions Thursday, when you're calling, you don't say your name. And then, of course, I believe it affords you the liberty to tell, to share the crazy, the weird, the unusual, the sad, maybe the tragic, the crazy, the unfamiliar, the weird, the phenomenon, or the phenomenon that you've experienced, the past, the present, the questions that life has thrown at you. It might be that you have answers. You suppose that something is, but you're not sure why it is. All on Confessions Thursday, whether it's straight, skewered, yeah, we're all here for it. And if you think it's crazy, believe me, we've heard crazy on Confessions Thursday. But don't forget, when you're calling, you don't say your name. 0700 993 993 993 and 01465 7190. And I think some of you would love to send your confessions via WhatsApp. Seize the liberty to do everything that you can to make sure you get through into the show. My name's Joyce. For the next hour, that's the only name you're going to know. But just I think so. All right, we begin. Big fat. Confessions Thursday, hello. The volume of something.
Hello?
Thank you. Confessions Thursday, welcome to the show. Do you have a confession?
Good afternoon, my name is Mike.
You're not supposed to say your name, it's Confessions Thursday.
Okay, sorry.
It's all right, do you have a confession?
Yeah, my confession is that, please, something is going on and made a lie. I just want to put you guys to so I can let other people know.
Go ahead.
This mad travel, anybody's planning to come around that made a landslide, you just change your mind because he stands still. He's not even moving because of the campaign, APC campaign.
Oh, thank you for the heads up.
The campaign is going, every way is blocked, please. Please.
Well, thank you. So it's not to make it worse. Thank you very much for looking out for your brother. So you've heard it. It is tight around the Maryland area. So you want to be careful, or at least recalibrate your movements so as not to get stuck in traffic and waste useful hours. Confessions Thursday, welcome. My name's Joyce. Hello. This is Nigeria Info. The volume of your radio set, Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon.
Turn up the volume of your radio set. Good afternoon to you.
Yes, I have. Good afternoon, Jay.
Do you have a confession?
Happy New Month. Yes,
I do. Same to you. Go ahead.
Yes, I really wish that this is how I'll start the new month with, in terms of my confession. Lagos State is actually getting to my nerves, honestly, and it's about the drivers and the way they honk. You know, it gets to my nerves, even to my soul. I ride bicycle, and going about Lagos, most of my journeys, I do have to ride in around my, not too far from my neighborhood. But, you know, the way the Lagos drivers do honk is so annoying. It's so annoying. They just, at times, some musicians even use that thing to make music. I can't fathom how they come about. They just press that stuff and press it to the extent there's at times at nothing. They just honk. They just press that. Let me beg the drivers. It's too much, and I'm just afraid I'm losing someday, one day like that, and create a thing. Honestly, it's too much. I beg Lagos State people.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, James.
Thank you. Confessions Thursday, you're on the sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Yes, good afternoon.
Afternoon. It's Confessions Thursday. It's good to have you here.
Yes, I want to make a confession.
The floor is yours. Go ahead.
I cheated on my wife 2 years ago with another woman.
Okay.
And our marriage kind of having issues.
Then or now? You were having issues then, or you're having issues now?
Now, not now.
Oh.
I just want to walk up to her and confess to her.
First of all, what are the issues that you're having now?
It's issue of trust.
How long have you been married?
7 years.
How long has she had trust issues with you?
Just recently, like 1 year plus.
Oh, okay. Are her doubts founded? Does she have any reason to not trust you?
No.
But you said you cheated on her, so that's a reason.
I cheated on her. That's what I wanted to I want to hear from her. Maybe I should go walk up to her and confess to her.
Well, first of all, let's establish why there are trust issues. So you say the trust issues developed recently. And what led to that? Do you know?
She saw a text message on my phone. Yeah. And she asked. And I denied it.
Oh.
I denied it. So from then, we begin to have issues. And every now and then she keep on saying, you know, repeating the same matter, which I know I am guilty of it, but I just don't want to admit. But now I've made up my mind to walk up to her and tell her the truth.
Wait, so you're saying that even recently she saw a message on your phone? That would also imply that recently you had some fling as well?
No, it was the same person. It was the same person because after I left her, to keep on sending me messages and all that. So the moment the message came, my wife was with the phone, so she saw the message immediately.
Oh, okay, so what are you going to do now? You want to tell her, well, there's another woman I've been cheating on you with?
Yes, I want to tell her that. I want to tell her, and I also tell her that I've forgotten about her.
You've forgotten about who?
The side chick.
No, you don't forget the side chick. No, maybe the word is not forget, because you haven't forgotten her. There's something more aimful that you must do besides forget. I think the language is weak. You can't say you've forgotten the side chick, but you haven't forgotten her. Do you understand? So it's either you are making a deliberate attempt to put aside, to deliberately put away the side chick, like to quit whatever you have going on. But what if your wife decides to leave? What if she's like, well, I don't know, I can't trust you anymore, and maybe this marriage needs some time apart? Can she do that? Do you think she'll do that? Oh, well, thank you for so far. Some women are quite forgiven, you know. You tell them the truth and they would say that they have forgiven you. So, hey, might not even be all that bad after all. Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. It's good to have you here on Nigeria Info, the volume of your radio set. It's Confessions Thursday.
Okay, yeah. Can I remain anonymous?
You're supposed to remain anonymous.
All right. Okay, I really have this issue bothering me since. Okay, I am a driver. Yeah. And I started working with this man just after COVID, about 2 years now, and he has been so good to me, you know. He took me like a driver, like, not like a driver, but like a brother to him, you know. He makes me feel part of the family and how he has been there financially and everything, you know. But even with the wife, they are both amazing persons. But my problem now is it's the wife. I don't know. Recently, she has been acting. She's so good to me. She's nice to me. She's this person that I do confide in anytime I had issue. You know, tell her my problem, and then she'll probably give me advice and all. But recently now, I think she wanted more from me, and I just don't know what to do.
Ah, oh, come on!
Like,
you know what? You know.
Yeah, I've been noticing this weird from her. Probably if I'm talking to my girlfriend, she do get angry and has me to call her, cut off the phone and all. And I think last week, Friday, I was home getting ready for her. She wasn't going to work that day. So we took, after taking the son to the daycare, so she called me in, like, she called me inside. So I walk inside the house. So she told me to go get something inside her room. And then this is the room I do go to, you know. I'm very free in their house because I'm just like a brother. So I walk into the room, and she came in as well. She asked me to get a wallet in the room. And I was actually looking for the wallet, and then I saw her behind me. And then she was, like, trying to probably need to have something with her. And I was so scared. I don't know what to do.
What do you think you should do?
Like, I wasn't expecting that. Like, that I wasn't expecting that at all. Like, it's off of my mind.
Yeah, I know. But now that this situation has confronted you, I think you have thought about it. What have you thought about?
I have never thought about it.
No, I mean, since she started to confront you. Since she started her approach, you have thought about her approach.
I noticed it, but I don't want to give a conclusion in my mind. I just thought maybe she just needed me to take my work so serious.
Huh?
And all. Yeah.
How does her making advances at you implies she wants you to get your job seriously? I'm lost.
Yeah, that I don't want to give it up because I didn't see that coming at all.
Yeah, but it has come. That's the thing. I know you didn't see it coming, but it has come. So you don't have the luxury of what was yesterday. Today has come, and it's a married woman making a pass at you. So what have you thought about?
I honestly
You haven't
don't
thought
know.
About it?
No. I honestly don't.
Oh. Since when did this start?
It happens on last week.
Oh.
And ever since that time, I've not been, you know, comfortable in the house and all.
Okay.
So here
are options. You're either going to give in to her demands, or you're going to resign.
But if I resign, the husband will ask questions because...
Then what do you think you should say?
That's why I just don't know what to do. I don't know if I could just tell the husband and then she actually told me that the husband must not find out because...
Of course, they all say that. I mean, Potiphar's wife, I'm sure she told Joseph that, you know, like the king mustn't find out. Like, they all say that.
Oh, she's a barista and I know her too well.
And she might sue you or sue her husband or sue both of you.
I just don't know.
Well, so I'm sorry. You don't have the luxury to not know. And you've said so much of I don't know that I think you need to sit down and then think about it. You don't have the luxury to not know. Like, you're right in it. It's in your face. She's about to touch you now. Like, she's letting you know, like, I'm coming. So you have to sit down and figure out, am I going to give in to her demands or am I going to tell the husband, you've been a wonderful man, but I can't work here? And he's going to be surprised, right? And you're going to say, look, you're going to probably say something to him to say, I think it's just better that I leave. You might not necessarily say, well, your wife making passes at me, but you might just say, I want your home to be like this, and I don't want your home to fall apart, and I don't want any issues, but I can't say any more than that. For that reason, I'm going to leave. So he might pick up the sign. He might understand what you're trying to imply. He might force you to speak. You might choose to speak or not speak. But do you realize that you might have to resign or you give in? Like, those are your two best. Actually, one is a good option. The other, God help you. I really think you need to. So I have a problem here. The problem is you haven't thought about it. And I don't want to tell you what to do. You need to think about it.
Okay.
Would you like to give in to her?
No. I would never do that.
Oh, okay. So we're somewhere with that. You never do that, right? Good. So you have to think of resigning.
Okay.
Because, like, if you tell the husband... Oh, go ahead. I'm with you.
Yeah, I thought of resigning, but I know the husband too well. He will ask questions.
Yeah, then you tell him that you have the confidence to say.
Okay.
I think you'd say, well, I can't really say this. It's difficult for me to say, but I think it's better that I leave so that your family doesn't fall apart. And I can't say any more. And stop asking me questions, please. And I don't know if you have the courage to insist, to imply something without saying it. It would take a lot of grit for you to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Then you say, look, get me another job. It's just better for all of us, you, me, and everybody else in between. Guy, think. It's not so hard. Don't stop acting like you're shaking. It's not so hard. You're either giving in or you're stepping out. It's one of the other.
No, I can give in.
Your life is a lot easier now. You already know what you're not going to do. So the other one, plan, strategize, find out what you can say, start looking for another job. You might not even say anything at all. Just say, sir, I got a better job.
Okay.
God help you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Confessions Thursday. The Sunny Side. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. Your Nigeria info. Hello.
Jess, can you hear me? Good afternoon.
I can. Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I just want to contribute about that guy that called now.
Sure, you have a minute.
Just sometimes I don't believe all these guys. So how could I touch my driver? Is that possible?
You can only speak for yourself. You can only speak for yourself.
Honestly, sometimes I don't believe them.
Yeah,
I'm paying salary.
Yeah, but you're only speaking for yourself. You can't speak for another person.
What?
God knows it too. Oh, wow. Confessions Thursday. Nigeria info. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Yeah.
You have a confession?
Yeah, no, I don't. I just want to say one or two things.
You have a minute. You have a minute on the clock.
See, you talk, you die. You don't talk, you see, die. Cuckoo talk the truth and die. Tell the man, no matter what, tell the man. You know that, yes, you scatter the family. If the man can overlook it, go to go outside.
no matter what. If you don't do it with her, someone else outside is going to do it.
What are you on about? What do you mean if he doesn't do it, someone else is going to do it? What does that mean?
Yes, the man is going to take another driver. The woman is still going to continue to pester the driver.
What?
Yes. Whatever you, no matter what, to know. He has to know.
Okay.
Yes, that's just the truth. Okay. If the man was my brother, wouldn't I tell him? So put the man in your shoe also, bro. If you want to scatter it, you tell the man, okay, this is why I'm leaving. This man is doing this. The man has to be careful.
All right.
Yes, in Yoruba land, that woman can kill, I don't know, the man.
All right.
The woman can kill the man at the end of the day.
Okay.
So it's better the man knows the kind of wife married.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate the sunny side. My name's Joyce. We're off on a break. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's Confessions Thursday. But yeah, we all know it to be Confessions Thursday on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome if you have just tuned in. My name's Joyce. Remember, when you call in, you do not say your name. We open the cupboards to secrets. And my guess is that you'll find the courage behind anonymity to tell us your story. Crazy, weird, unusual, sad, tragic, fun, thriller, action-packed realities of life. 0700 993 993 993 993 and 0146571190. I have a message here. Good afternoon, Joyce. I fell in love with my neighbor because of pity 8 months ago. She wants us to get married now, thinking I am truly in love with her. I don't want her depressed. So first of all, you have to define what you are in. You have to define what you're doing. So if you're not honest about your intentions, you need to be honest to yourself and then to her, because it does quite appear that in a bid, you're trying to be good, but there is something there. There's a motive. There's an intent that's not clear. It's not good for you, nor is it good for her. How do you fall in love? You say, I fell in love with my neighbor out of pity. Like, what beneath the sun is that? How do you fall in love because of pity? I've never heard that. I don't know what that is. So it's probably a thing, right? So if there is something that you know that she doesn't, then you want to be out with it. You don't want her depressed is worse than lying, both to yourself and to her. I think that's real easy. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. It's Confessions Thursday. Hello. The volume of your radio set is Confessions Thank Thursday. Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, no, it's not a confession, but I just want to make a little bit of confession.
1 minute.
Yeah, Joyce, the guy who said that the boy should tell the boy is wrong. It's attempted. The woman have not spoken to the guy, right? And he has never forced herself on the guy. So, for me to advise a guy, if she called her and told her that you are not for that, if she persists, then you have the right to let her husband to know. Not just for you to go and husband, but because she have intent in the eye. She haven't committed yet.
Okay.
Advice. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. You're on the sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info's Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Afternoon.
You have a confession, right?
I don't have a confession. I don't want to advise that guy that...
1 minute.
Okay, thank you. If to me, if it is the first time he's doing that, my advice for him is that he should tell her not to do that again, that he's not interested in that, but he will not tell the Oga. And he shouldn't do that, it's not for that. But when subsequently she continues again, she will tell her, I'm going to leave this job because of you. And do not tell the Oga, but leave there. Tell the Oga you are going. Or tell any other thing that you can take, excuse yourself, and leave there.
Thank you.
That is all. Yeah.
Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. Welcome.
Hello, Joy.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
This is Adeshera from Ukurudu. Yeah. I have a contribution and I know I have just 1 minute.
Go ahead.
See, for a man to even say this on air, it took him a lot of courage. So that woman that is saying, somebody that I'm paying salary, I can't. We think it's only women that are being molested. No, sexually harassed at times goes to men. Especially men that don't have it in their mind, it pulls them off balance. So what I would think that guy should do is what that man has said. Call this woman to order. If you try this again, I am going to leave this job. So that's what he should do. Not that he should just go to the boss. And if we say he should leave the job. What about Christmas is on the way? And this guy said this man is so good to him. So to me, I think it's just for the woman to order.
Thank you. Confessions Thursday, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello. Make it back. You're on the sunny side. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Go ahead with your confession.
The advice to that guy is to leave that job and leave that house immediately. That is the advice I have on her. That woman that is saying that I can never do it, a driver. Where I work, a madam married his own driver and they took him out of there. They travel out of the country and he marries the guy. Everything is possible. The best thing is for that boy to leave that job. Never him tell anybody. Don't tell the Oga. If you tell the Oga, it's in problem. If he doesn't tell the Oga, it's in problem. The best thing is to quit that job. Give the Oga any excuse and leave.
Thank you.
Just tell the Oga that I want my daddy, my mom say I should come back home to Adair. From there, let him abscond.
Thank you.
There is problem there. Thank you.
99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. Hello. Do you have a confession?
I do, but can I comment on the other guy's case?
Okay, you have a minute, so you've got to choose. And after 1 minute, I'm cutting you off.
The guy, there are no two ways about it. Just he has nothing to explain to the guy, to the Oga or the madam. Just leave. Better not explain. Some things are better left unsaid. I've been in similar situation. Now it's my confession, but my own was the other way around. It was the man that was trying to molest me, and I don't know. Maybe as you said, I have just 1 minute. Do I owe the wife an explanation to this?
No, wait. You have a minute to comment on the issue, but you say you have a confession, which is that your former boss was trying to molest you.
I'm done with the guy. He should just leave because I've had similar situation, but mine was the other way around. It was the guy, the husband that was
trying to molest you.
Yeah, the boss.
Oh.
Yeah, and you know, it was
the
very, very trying time in my life where, yeah, the real boss.
In Nigeria here?
Yeah.
In Nigeria? Yeah.
Please, I really want to remain anonymous, yes.
You are anonymous, best believe it.
Okay, yeah, so it was really, really trying time in my life. It was, I needed the job badly. So it was just between the devil and the Red Sea. Like, I really didn't know what to do. Leave the job. If I leave, if I don't leave, this is what I'm going to face. But I thought it's true. I was not wired that way. That was what helped me. I just said, okay, no, I just have to go. You know, and I think I made a decision. I just spoke with me and my God, and I'm like, oh, please, you can see I'm doing the right thing for the first time. You know, I'm not really a good guy, but please help me out. I really can't do this. I'm not wired this way. How? It was really, Joyce, I don't have the words to explain it. Harassment and the whole stuff, you know, but I left. Yeah. I walked away.
Okay.
You know, I just walked away and left the job. And something good came out immediately. Like, I made that choice and something good. So the question I'm asking you, Joyce, is do I owe the wife an explanation?
Well,
because she was also very nice to me. And I don't know. I have been having this funny feeling doubt. Is she aware or not? Because
I mean, what's your business, right? Woman. Like, what's on earth is your business? You know, like, you got out. That's all that matters.
Like I just said, she was a nice woman. That was the only thing that I will add to it. So apart from that, I just walked away and left everybody. I don't have her number. I don't have the guy's number. You know, okay. He tried calling, contacting from other platforms, but back to that other guy, walk away. That's just the best. Don't talk to anybody.
I appreciate you calling in. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon, do you have a confession?
Yes.
You have to speak up for us. Go ahead.
My own confession. I'm just tired of this life. I'm just feeling that. I'm just feeling like just to commit suicide and die.
Why? Why do you feel that way? Do you know?
It's as if the whole world, everything has tossed crumble. It's as if the whole, everything is turning back at me.
Okay. That's understandable. But do you know any issues? Like, are you dealing with one particular thing, two things, three? Do you know what the problems are?
I'm visually impaired. And the thing has crumbled everything that's around me.
How?
I can't do anything again. I can't go out. I can't walk. Responsibility is raising up and I can't do anything to help myself.
You don't have a family?
I have a family. I have, but no one is helping us.
Nobody in your family? Not your father, mother, brother, sister, nobody?
The people that were assisting before, everybody has backed out.
Your father, mother, nobody in your family?
They're just saying they don't have, no one agrees that he or she have to help.
So are you just sitting down there looking for, waiting for someone to come help you? Have you tried to do something? Have you tried anything?
The only thing I know I can do freely on my own is actually before this happened, I have some couple of songs I've been working on. Christian songs which God gave to me, I have. But due to when this whole thing started, I wasn't able to finance it. I wasn't able to have money to record the songs and bring them out. To me now, that is the only thing I know as a person I can be able to do freely. Even without the clear vision, I can be able to do it. But apart from that, I don't have anything I can freely do on my own.
So
now.
Do you have a group? Are you in a mosque? Are you in a church? Do you have a community you identify with?
We have a local church we attend there. We have a local church that we attend.
So where do you live? What area are you at?
Ikorodu.
So would you like to do something?
Yes, of course. I don't like the way you're just staying without doing anything. I'm not comfortable with it at all.
Yeah, because I think you should think about, you know, fighting in life. Like, you have to give life a push. Because life is hard, even for people who have eyes. So it's like, if you're going to survive, you're going to have to put in a little fight and just hope that God will do the rest for you, right?
That's exactly what I'm hoping on.
Okay, so maybe there are people in your neighborhood who might have a job or two that, you know, that might help you in life. So we'll just figure out whether anybody would call. You say around the Ikorodu area, what part of Ikorodu would that be?
Ijebu.
So someone can come to your house and confirm the story, right? And you're willing to work if someone provides you a job.
Yes, of course. Why wouldn't I?
Okay, so let's find out if someone is interested in trying to help out, hopefully. And then keep up faith. Because sometimes the problem is even just the way you look at it. Just try. We're all dealing with something. I get it. But maybe you need to up your spirit a little bit. And something will come. It does come. Just don't give up like that. It's hard for people who have eyes. In fact, some of the suicide stories that I've had to read on social media, they all had eyes and they still committed suicide. And it's such a painful thing because one would wonder, well, did he lose hope totally? So I don't have a simple answer to that. What I think I can say to you is, get your spirit up.
It's not easy wake up in somebody that used to work and all these things. You're not waking up in the morning, day to day, week to week, month to month.
Yeah.
From going out.
Yeah.
No? Terrible.
Look, it's terrible. It's terrible. But be of good cheer. Hopefully someone around your neighborhood has something that you can do. You can even, maybe they'll give you an opportunity to learn a skill. You can make money, but get your spirit up. You know, get your spirit up. Things are possible once you have faith. Don't give up. Huh? I get it. I get it. I think I get it to some degree. How hard it can be to not have income to cater to yourself. To be useful to yourself. But get your spirit up. Dying, what does it fix? Like, what if you get there and the suffer continues? Like, it's not like we know what's over there. So do your best here. Right?
Okay.
Well, let's find out what someone in your area can help out. If there's something that you can learn to help you. It's not altogether pointless or useless to not have, you know, sight. I understand it's difficult, but there's hope. If you're willing to give yourself, something can come out of that. Confessions Thursday. Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
No, I don't.
1 minute.
I actually have another. Yeah. So my advice goes out to the man that called as regards with
1 minute.
Madam, yeah, no problem. I want to cite an example from the Bible, just like you have said, concerning Joseph. If Joseph had gone ahead with that, the best he would have been would be probably a chief servant, while God had in stock for him to be the prime minister. So my advice is, brother, keep hope alive, keep yourself, do not let her defile you. God has got great plans for you, and I need you to stick by it. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Good job, Joyce.
Thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. Let's hear confessions now.
Hello. Yeah, my name is Agwo.
You don't say your name. It's Confessions Thursday.
Okay, it's all right. I have nothing. I just contribute since the guy that I've just called you.
Okay.
I want to cheer him up. I will tell him the situation, his condition is not more than that of Steve Wonder, who is blind, I think, from birth. And then he is gifted as you are gifted. He's a singer, he can play music. I hope most artists listening to this will come to your rescue in one way or the other. But do not, as you have called Joy, wait, give time, don't be hopeful. Help will come, surely. It's good you have called. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. And that's a good one. Be of good cheer and hope will come. I don't know if I can even tell you this. So I realized, for example, that in my visions that there's a way my visions play out. And I try to psychologically see if I could understand the law that's operational, you know, in my vision. And I realized that in my visions, you don't have, there are no middle grounds, and you can't be weak. You can't be weak. So you're either left or right. And you don't have the excuse to not be weak. It's as though in that world, you're coming correct or you're going down. It's like yes or no. It's black and white. And so when I see those visions, sometimes I wonder. And so the laws are like just the same way you have laws, you know, in the physical realm as well. You realize that, well, the same thing is also obtainable in that realm. And so just basically what I'm saying is that in life there are laws that are operational. If you want to win, you must have the intent to win. If you want to survive, you must have the will to survive. And if you fail to have both intent and will, then it's as though you're already out of the game before the game is over. That's just exactly what I'm trying to point out. You know, like if you want to stay here, you must at least keep up the hope of staying here. And maybe that is also a form of indication that things will work out, because hope is a signal that things will work out. So be of good cheer. Just things will change. Confessions Thursday. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello, my...
Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
No.
1 minute.
Just want to contribute to the last caller.
1 minute.
Jersey, to summarize all what your contributor, I mean, the advice you're giving to the nice gentleman, I mean, he has a sweet voice, is that...
He has a sweet voice.
I mean, he voice.
What does that voice mean?
Which can go into music. He can sing.
Oh.
Yes. Look, Jesse, I want to advise him not to allow fear to get hold of him. That's in summary. In all the advice you could have given to him, it's just that he's afraid. He shouldn't allow fear to get into him. Mm. And that's from the spiritual angle. From that way, you can defeat all odds. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Confessions Thursday. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, Joyce. Good afternoon.
1 minute. Good afternoon.
Yes, I love you so much. God bless you. Do you know that sometimes all somebody needs is just to hear somebody's voice speaking to him or her, and just that moment you speak sense and you know what God has put in your heart to that person can change the person's decision. Because when you're speaking to that guy, I was seeing something like heavy burdens being taken away from his shoulders. He came in and it was so heavy, but by the time the discussion ended, his shoulders were getting relieved, and like there's a sigh of hope that was coming to him. Some of these people that have committed suicide, I think what they needed is just somebody, the right person to talk to, who will talk to them. Number one, that will not judge them, that will also understand their situation and just give them what they need at that time. Thank you very much. I love you so much.
Thank you. May the God of the light keep us from the dark. Confessions Thursday. Hello. Make it back. We're Nigeria Info. It's Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. Do you have a confession?
Yes. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, my advice goes to that guy who complained about the boss wife. My own is simple.
Are you going to say something different? Hold on. Are you going to say something different, or you're going to say something that has been said?
Yes.
1 minute. Go ahead.
My advice, which is going to be different, is let him find a way, because
I've lost you.
If you allow that woman to know, he's going to turn the case around against him for the husband. So let him just look for a way of leaving the place. Simple.
All right. Thank you. The Sunny Side, Confessions Thursday. Hello.
How are you?
Good. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Please.
Do you have a confession?
The blind man. Mm. Please. I will wish you people have his details, because I know most of us might like to reach him in no distant time, because what you have just said to him is going to manifest in no distant time. Yeah, I'll surely be ahead from somewhere. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, I must surely be ahead from somewhere. I believe that. God bless you.
Thank you very much for calling. God bless you too. The Sunny Side. Hello. Welcome to Confessions Thursday.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead. I'm
so,
with you.
Please, I'm thinking, happy new month. I'm thinking from this month, maybe any confession that came in, just my opinion, we should just have like 3 people to advise. There's 1 million people listening to Nigeria Info. And everybody, since I tuned in, I quickly rush in for this confession this week. I quickly tune in. A lot of people have been calling to advise that first guy that said that the boss wife is disturbing him. It's uncalled for. It's uncalled for.
Thank you.
Having like 3 confessions, 3 advice is okay for each confession. And we move on. 1 million something people is listening to Nigeria Info.
Thank you. Hello, welcome to the show. Confessions Thursday. Make it back. Hello.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday. Afternoon to you.
Yes.
You have a confession, right? Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead. I'm with you. Go ahead.
Okay. Hello.
I'm with you. Go ahead.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Do you have a confession?
Hello.
I can hear you. I can hear you. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
It's to that guy, that blind guy.
1 minute.
I am literally thirsty. And as he was talking, I have been there before. And what I want to tell him is that, you know, by talking out, by hearing, by talking to you alone, he has done the most difficult part. And people have had him. And people are going to come to his assistance. And what sustained me was God, you know. As he's talk now, just talk to God, believe God, and everything is going to be fine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nigeria Info. I have a minute before a commercial break, so let's see. Some of these confessions are so long, like so long. Do me a favor, compress it. I don't think there's enough time on the clock for another confession, so we'll go off on a break when we come back. Confessions Thursday.